Get your headsets ready. Ikuzo's unscripted podcast is going overtime.
Ikuzo.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the month again. UFC is back in town with another great pay-per-view, great card. Well, maybe not the greatest card of all time, but since I found 276, for example, to be on paper a great card and it didn't really deliver, I think this is going to be one of those sleeper cards of the year that is going to prove to be actually great. Because, you know, maybe not the biggest star power on this card, but definitely an interesting matchup. And, you know, you have obviously a title fight for the main event, which we're going to talk about. And you have a collision in the on the top five of the division, kind of, in the bantamweight, and then returning champion and all that. You know, but we're going to see, we're going to talk about it now. Anyway, you know, those are three matches that the card is built around, but for us that are waking up at 4 a.m. to watch, we have a fun opener, which is Tyson Pedro and Harry Hunsucker. You know, I would go with Pedro on this one, definitely. And I hope, again, fun opener for us at the 4 in the morning. And you have Taibura later and Romanov facing off at the heavyweight. Probably Romanov here, not to spend too much time on these two matchups, since all eyes are, you know, on the top of the card with three matchups. And the first of those matchups is, I believe, the co will be Rockhold and Costa, as far as I understood. And the third one, the middle of the night, is Jose Aldo versus Merab Dvalishvili. I hope I can pronounce his name correctly, because these Georgian last names are giving me nightmares anyway. Maybe I don't know to pronounce correctly his last name, but I know that Merab is, man, if anyone fits, if any nickname fits the man so good, it's his. He's truly the machine, Merab. So, you know, I'm one of those people that would love to see Jose Aldo come back, win a title. It would be some story, you know. Is it really? It's hard to put it against. I mean, you're going against a guy like Merab, so ferocious. I mean, and look at what he did against Marlon. I mean, he was backed up, he was dropped multiple times, came back and put a pounding on Moraes. Now you could say, okay, Aldo is riding a nice win streak. You know, he looked very good in his last fights. And a lot of people are mentioning his legendary takedown defense against the wrestler-heavy style of Merab. But you gotta remind ourselves that Aldo didn't fought the wrestler in some time. You know, the pure wrestler, he didn't fight. So we'll see how that works for him. But again, I think he has the tools to beat Merab. Obviously, takedown defense, if it's in the place, it will work for him. Although, also, I think the three-round setting works for him, again, better than if it would be five rounds. But, you know, if Merab takes him down, and I think he can, man, he's ferocious. And in the bantamweight is the best, I believe, division in the UFC, even better than the lightweight, in my opinion. And he's kind of a dark horse, I believe. But we'll see what happens. Again, I am rooting for Aldo, but Merab probably, you know, takes this one. So, but we'll see. I mean, we're rooting for the Jose anyway. And the co-main, it seems, it will be Paulo Costa returning, and even more returning, to say like that, Luke Rockhold. Now, listen, I was never a fan of Rockhold, to be honest, but, you know, I kind of feel sad for him, because a lot of fans... The guy turned kind of a meme into last few years, but he was a world class. I mean, in WEC he had a huge streak of victories. He was a champion there. Came into UFC, became champion there as well. You know, things didn't work out for him as well since the Bisping match. But Luke Rockhold is at least was an elite fighter, definitely. And from the knowledge that we have right now, we really cannot pick him against, in any way, I believe, against Costa. You know, based on what we know, maybe some things have changed for him in the time of his absence, but really based on what we know, his defense, stand-up defense, will not hold up against the power that Costa has. And, you know, his chin has been cracked multiple times, and Costa is heavy hitter, like the previous hitters, definitely. So it's really hard to put him over Costa. I mean, I believe Costa takes this one. And if you look at Costa's losses, can Luke replicate that? I don't think so. I don't think anyone can replicate the performance that Izzy put on Costa. And in the Vettori's case, I mean, that iron chin definitely survived the heavy shots of Costa and, you know, put the pressure on him without, you know, risk of getting knockout, which, you know, Luke definitely will suffer. And I think as soon as Costa touches him, it's night-night. So Costa here. And the main event, you know, you got Kamaru Usman, who, again, he isn't someone I rooted for. You know, obviously I'm a huge Colby fan, so you know how I stand on it. But Kamaru is a great champion. I mean, no doubt. He proved himself to be really one of the greatest of all time anyway. Because so many performances, great, you know. What is it like now? 5 title defenses. He's rooting for the 6th one. And anyway, you would think that he's definitely a favorite in this one. But I gotta say Rocky Edwards, because, you know, when you think about it, how many years did this guy happen to study Usman? I mean, basically, that's all he was, I believe, doing in this time, because he wasn't fighting, he couldn't find the opponent. He was basically spending a lot of his time studying Usman, I believe. And if anyone knows the tricks and holes in his game, I believe that should be Edwards, because, man, he, you know, you were preparing all this time for Usman, I believe, you know, even when you're fighting these other guys, you know. So really, if someone can exploit it, that should be Edwards. We'll see how we'll go. I'm interested in how Kamaru will approach. Will he use heavy style wrestling? Will he stand on him when he's going to change levels? You know, it's going to be interesting. How will, you know, Edwards' takedown defense work against if Kamaru chooses to change level? So it's a very interesting fight, actually. I mean, it doesn't have the biggest hype in terms of names, but definitely an interesting fight. And I would love to see Leon pull it off. But again, I have to go with Usman based on the evidence that we have. You know, I think he stays the champion, and I would love to see him against Khamzat if possible, or even Bilal Muhammad. You know, we will see. But one of the things that differentiates Usman from Izzy is the welterweight still has, you know, it has Khamzat, it has, you know, he has Bilal is somewhere there, it has Sean Brady. These guys, you know, that you kind of feel, especially Khamzat, kind of feel like he can be a threat to Usman. And, you know, in the middleweight, I mean, if Izzy beats Pereira, the middleweight is dead. The division is dead. And I believe welterweight is still alive, although not the most competitive one. And that's why probably the Rocky win would suit as well as the fans. So anyway, I think Kamaru takes this one and remains the champion. So those are my predictions. Sunday morning or Saturday night, wherever you are, UFC is back in town, baby. See you.
You are locked and loaded to make your bets, and stay tuned for more.